Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It is Friday, April 25th. This is my market musing. Not a whole heck of a lot has changed since my last one. I would kind of sum it all up as being two steps backwards, one step forwards as far as the whole Trump tariff thing. Controlled chaos, I don't know. Basically, in a nutshell, you know, he set things off with the Liberation Day and the tariffs, and the markets cratered. And that was the two steps backwards. And then the one step forward is he backed down, a week or so later, and delayed the tariffs by 90 days. So the markets recovered some. And then the markets came back down again. Trump started bashing Chairman Powell from the Fed, saying he wanted to fire him. Markets started going down again. Then Trump comes out a few days later, says he won't fire Powell. He likes him, blah, blah, blah. Markets go back up again. If you get the feeling, markets don't like chaos. They like knowing what's going on. Just this week, markets came back down again Monday. And then following day, Treasury Secretary Bessent basically stated the trade war with China was not sustainable. And then Trump also, a couple hours later, said that the tariff on China won't be as high as 145%, and the markets rebounded. So it's just been this gyration of back and forth with the markets and with them changing their minds. And it makes sense. I mean, they don't want the markets to crash, so they're going to backtrack and try to get the markets to gently go down as opposed to bash them over the head. But you can just see how this has been going out on a daily basis, and Trump's tweets and just, you know, backpedaling. And meanwhile, China's been relatively quiet in all this, so you don't really hear much from them. Bottom line is Wall Street, you know, the consensus with Wall Street is they believe that the U.S. holds all the cards and has the leverage. I'm not so sure about that. I think China has a lot of leverage. And I think the clock is ticking, and we don't have that long because, you know, if you're a CEO in the U.S. and you're trying to make decisions, whether on capital improvements or inventory or hiring people or firing people, you need information. You need to know what's going on and what the rules are, and they don't. So it's very confusing for them. And I think right now we only have until about June until business conditions freeze up and we might go into recession if nothing changes. Because, you know, there was a thing out the other day about the ocean containers and that the fact that they're down over 60% over the past 3 weeks. So a lot of companies, a lot of CEOs made the decision to get all their supplies and inventory before the tariffs. So you saw a big spike up in business investment January, February. And as they go through that inventory and run out, then a lot of these small business owners are going to have to buy new supplies at 50, 60, even 100% more markup. And they're going to go out of business or they're not going to have it. So then we'd be, you know, seeing empty store shelves this summer, and people would be complaining. Even Trump supporters would be complaining, especially the business owners. I just don't think the Trump administration has that long to try to get China to the negotiating table. And, you know, if I was China, I would be like, I'll delay it. Their society is much easier or much better at self-sacrifice and will suck it up, whereas ours is not. And ours won't put up with, you know, empty store shelves for long. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple months. I'm just basically sitting back like everyone else, waiting to see what the next headline is going to be or the next tweet. Investments, so far the stock market has rebounded. It's only down about 6% year to date. International stocks have rebounded. They're positive. International is still outpacing U.S. Gold, which has been just fabulous for us, even though it's pulled back from its high of 3,500, it's still up about 25%. I think that's a good thing. Gold going up $1,000 straight up is not a good thing. It's just, that just that's just too fast, too quick. So I'm glad it's pulling back. It could pull back to 3,000, 2,800, somewhere in there before it starts going up again. I still think, you know, gold's going much, much higher, as you know. But, you know, the pullback was needed and some sort of consolidation. Overall, our portfolio has been relatively stable during this whole environment, thanks to mostly to gold and precious metal equities, which are up anywhere from 20 to 50% year to date. But portfolio has been very, it's done well and been not very volatile, because even with the pullback in gold, other things that weren't doing well during the last couple of weeks, like Bitcoin, have spiked up and done well. International stocks, or small cap stocks, have done well in the last few days. So that's kind of helped keep stability in the portfolio. And, you know, I'm glad to say we never went negative this year, even during the chaos. So hopefully it continues. You never know what's going to happen in the future. But, you know, so far our portfolio has been the perfect setup for the environment we have right now. As you know, I'm staying focused on the bond market, the 10-year treasury, because like I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, when it touched 4.5, that's when the chaos started, and Treasury Secretary Bessent came out and kind of made some changes and statements to try to get the bond market to relax and come down, and it has so far. So I'm just going to keep an eye on that. And go from there. I did make a point of getting a quote from Trump, because I thought it was very interesting, because, as you know, I'm very into the whole gold market, as I've been for two decades. But I thought it was interesting the day that he basically put out on Twitter, "The golden rule of negotiating and success: he who has the gold makes the rules. Thank you." So that made a lot of us scratch our heads. That was, I think, April 20th. So gold is going to play a part here in the world's financial system. I truly believe that in my heart. So is that just another way of Trump putting that out there, or is that just Trump being Trump? I don't know. So anyway, that's for now. Just a short summary of the daily ups and downs. I'm still a little, you know, defensive going into the next couple of weeks, because if something does happen and they do negotiate a deal with China, then obviously the stock markets are going to rebound and do well into that. But if they don't and they drag out, then I think we're going to face some big problems going into the summer, and the stock market's going to go back down again. So for now, I'm just sitting back, waiting to see what happens, and we'll go from there. I hope everyone has a good weekend.